So beginning by establishing that sitting posture where you can feel the balance of uprightness and ease. So taking a few moments just to settle in to the body. To come home to the body. And get that felt sense of the body sitting. So knowing the body within the body. Sitting. Knowing that you're sitting. And as we invite the body to become a little more steady and still and stable, we often recognize areas of the body where we tend to habitually store tension. So as we did yesterday, but in your own time, just taking a few minutes to scan through your own body, to tune into those areas where you know you often carry some kind of tension or tightness, and seeing if any of that tension might release just a little. And then coming back once more to that felt sense of the whole body sitting. Settling in a little more fully to this posture of alertness and ease. And in support of that ease, of settling and steadying and soothing the mind, inviting the awareness to connect with the experience of breathing. Beginning very simply, just knowing that you're breathing in. Knowing that you're breathing out. And if it helps you to stay connected to the breath, you can use a very soft mental note of in, out, or rising, falling. letting this awareness of the breath be very light and relaxed, settling back and receiving each in-breath and each out-breath, resting on the experience of the breath, almost like a surfer waiting for a wave, resting on the board and just knowing the gentle rise and fall, swelling and subsiding of each in-breath and each out-breath. And whenever you notice that the attention has wandered, the smile, you can simply begin again, steadying the awareness on breathing in and breathing out. Now that there's just a little more steadiness of mind, a little more samadhi, stability, inviting the attention to connect a little more closely now, tuning into the beginning, the middle, and the end of each in-breath and each out-breath. Noticing too that slight sense of a gap or a pause as the rhythm of the breath shifts from in-breath to out-breath, out-breath to in-breath. Staying steady with the beginning, the middle, the end of the in-breath. The pause or gap in the beginning, the middle, the end of the out-breath. Pause or the gap. Not straining the attention, but settling back and receiving each in-breath, each out-breath, one half-breath at a time. Through this process of gently and repeatedly bringing the awareness back to connect with the breath, the samadhi, the stability of mind, becomes stronger. And we can use that steadiness of mind now to support sati, mindfulness. Zooming in more closely now to the details of the physical sensations that make up each in-breath and each out-breath. So tuning in to the ever-changing flow of sensations, of expanding and contracting, tightening, softening, pressure, lightness, tingling, vibration, pushing, softening, warmth, coolness, lightness, heaviness, and so on. Not forcing or straining, but staying settled back and receiving this constantly changing flow of sensations, moment to moment to moment. If you get lost or confused or find yourself overthinking, then come back to just that simple knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. And then when the mind is settled and steady again, opening up to connect the flow of physical sensations with each in-breath and each out-breath. If you happen to notice that the mind is wandering a lot, and if perhaps there's some background tension or frustration, boredom or restlessness, as you reconnect with the breath, see if you can find an aspect of it that's enjoyable, that's pleasant. Perhaps a very subtle sense of invigoration and aliveness with each in-breath. Or a refined sense of releasing and relaxing with each out-breath. Some of the teachers in the Thai forest tradition talk about the beautiful breath. Can you tune into and appreciate this beautiful breath? Letting the rhythm of the beautiful breath soothe the body, the heart, the mind.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.